702.
What's going viral with Kabazela?
What's going viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairburn? A very good morning to you, R. Kabazela.
Very good morning. Just remind me what your name is again, please, sir.
stop it. Listen, I mean, I need tips on this. I mean, I don't know if you've experienced this. I'll tell you what, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
I use a gas stove.
Yes.
Right, in my house. I've got a gas heater. And yet I'm seeing my electricity bill shoot up, and it's really insane. My electricity bill and water bill have been shooting up in the last couple of months. And I don't know if anyone else is experiencing the same thing, but talk to me. The city of Joburg are dishing out tips on saving electricity. I've been doing all the right things, but I tell you what, I'm not getting any joy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can see where you're going with some of your tips or where you think the city should be guiding us. But remember a couple of weeks ago, the city had sent out a tweet, and it was a picture of a duvet and pillows, et cetera, wrapped in a tin foil.
Yes, I remember.
Insulate the blankets and save electricity. So they've come out with another gem. And the tweet is a picture of a woman sitting on a bed. And then it says, #, you are single because you are wasting electricity with your electric blanket. Go find a warm body. #, save energy.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't know who's running this City of Joburg account, but people are reacting to it. Some people love the humor that they're getting. Some people saying that it must be the guys from Nando's who are running this this Twitter account.
I don't know. You see, there's a fine line between being funny and just being childish.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it both ways, but the overall sentiment from people following this account
is that it's good.
That it's good, that they're enjoying it. Some reactions. The statement from the city is very insensitive to us single law-abiding citizens. We demand an apology. But home, COJ, I feel so attacked. Do you know how loyal that blanket has been to me over the years? And another one says, blankets don't ask for money. people are seeing the humor in it, you know, because in winter, it is lovely to cuddle up next to somebody special, right?
Indeed it is. Let's not go there too much. Bullied Boy nails his America's Got Talent audition.
Yes, now we see these auditions and the golden buzzers go viral from time to time. And sometimes it's a nice story, and sometimes it's like, okay, well, we saw that coming. So this story is a story of a young boy. He's 11 years old. And when he was 4 years old, he got leukemia. And, you know, he went for treatment and, his chemotherapy, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
And whilst he was going for this, therapy over the years, he lost his hair, et cetera, et cetera. And when he went back to school, he got bullied by his schoolmates and they were saying, oh, you're contagious, et cetera, et cetera. And he went through a really, really tough time, with being bullied, right?
It's never a comfortable conversation, but of course we know children can be vicious, really. That's no other word. Children can be really, vicious really to vicious. Other children.
So during this dark time of his life, he saw a flyer at school for free violin lessons. And he went and he enrolled and he started to learn the violin. And whilst he was learning to play the violin, this brought him out of his dark place. And he obviously got really, really good at playing the violin. And, you know, a couple of years later, he's now entered America's Got Talent. And he goes on stage, he tells his story, what I've just told you.
Yeah.
And he plays the violin to Kelly Clarkson's song, What Doesn't Kill Us Makes Us Stronger.
Oh, wow.
Take a listen to him playing the violin.
Getting goosebumps
song.
Already.
So, I mean, that's really, really beautiful. And if you watch him, he's not just standing there playing the violin like you see traditional violin players play.
Yeah.
He is having the time of his life, and he's moving, he's dancing, and it's really something to watch.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, so that was really, really cool. And then the judges start, you know, saying how good he is, et cetera, et cetera. And then it comes time for Simon Cowell's critique.
Right, and that's the only one anybody cares about.
That's the only
one
that really matters, right?
What did he say?
So this is what Simon Cowell had to say.
Simon.
Wow. By the way, before I start, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling really proud of myself.
Oh. And if you don't mind me asking, Tyler, how is your health now?
Well, I've been in remission for almost 4 years.
You know what? You are an extraordinary young man. We hear too many stories about people being bullied, but I can tell you one thing. Most people are bullied because they're better than the people who bully them. And I think you have such an amazing talent, such a personality, and I would like to say something on your behalf to the bullies.
And that's where he goes and gets the golden buzzer.
Oh, so that's what that douche is, douche the golden is, yeah. Buzzer.
So
all right.
It's a really, really emotional clip. And if you have a kid that's been bullied or has gone through
this,
a really
to show them.
Go and let them watch that for a little bit of inspiration, that they might be going through difficulty now, but they can come out better at the end of the day.
I tell you what, that's one example. Maybe we can also take some calls. 011-883-0702. Your stories of overcoming being bullied, maybe as a youngster, but you know it can happen, can also obviously happen even as an adult in the working world. How to deal with bullies. We'll take your thoughts on that. 011-883-0702. You can send us a voice note on 072-702-0702. 2-1-7-0-2.